So guys, we got some more stories and stuff, but we're actually going to stay up here for this one. Coming up first in this half is Mr. Mike Chuck Bresliff. Mike Chuck is a part of an organization called Chicago Loot Drop. They do really great charity work in the city, and we kind of have a special relationship with the fan fiction episode in Mike Chuck. I believe he's doing push-ups right now. This is the first 2 years ago, Mike Chuck. This was his first story he told was a fan fiction.
It was a fan fiction I wrote when I was 12.
Yeah, it was Star Wars meets the aliens from Aliens
and Predator.
And he had it in like a drawn like workbook that we have like he scanned and uploaded to the internet, so it's all out there to be read if anyone cares. 12-year-old Mike Chuck.
It can be hard sometimes to watch a TV show that you like, but nobody else is watching. Not just because you don't have anyone else to talk about, because you have thoughts and feels about the latest episode, but because if no one else is watching it, very soon you won't be watching it either. Because there'll be no show to watch. Recently for me, that show was... Does anybody care to guess? Selfie. Which is my subject for tonight. In the past, there have been other shows. Chuck was one that never had very high viewership. The end of every season was a little stressful about whether or not it would be renewed. But thanks to fans eating lots of Subway, it got to limp its way to 5 seasons. Community is another one that I love so much. It was canceled, but now it's coming back on Yahoo next month, because that's a thing. And it might actually make good on 6 seasons and a movie. I really like these shows, and I don't want to see them go away. Though maybe it was Chuck's time. But that just makes you, makes me a bigger fan. I'm compensating for everyone's lack of fandom, working hard, trying to get others to watch, which ends up just turning people off more than anything else. Now, obviously, like Nerdlogs and a lot of creative types at these shows, this is something we can all relate to with our own events and shows. You work really hard on something. It's good, super good, at least you hope anyway. You promote the crap out of it, and then you don't get quite the turnout you hope for. Which reminds me, Chicago Loot Drop's first fundraiser of the year is on March 22nd. It's at the Public House. We're bringing back one of our favorite events, at least one of my favorite events. It is the sing-along version of the Hobbit cartoon from the 70s with a bouncing one ring to help you sing along with Down, Down to Goblin Town. Originally, this event was actually Cinco de Bilbo. We had it on May 5th with the Nerdlogs, and that was where they premiered what later became Lord of the Wrigley, which hopefully you went and saw this past summer. It was great. Tickets are only $10. Proceeds go to buy books, toys, and games for the kids at Comer Children's Hospital. You can go to our website for tickets and more information, chicagolootdrop.org. Find us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And whether you attend or not, telling other people about it and sharing posts is also really helpful. We had a pretty great year last year, and we're kind of small, so the number I'm going to say might sound kind of lame for a charity. Okay, our goal for this year is we're trying to raise $10,000, which is double what our goal was last year, and we kind of exploded past that, shockingly. So we're going to try to do way more than that. So come out to stuff and help us out. And we'll have some beer from Arcade Brewery. And if you guys see stickers around, there's a Threadless Association going there. In case, you need to loosen up before singing, or if you just like beer. So thus ends my selfie-ish plug. Thank you. That was the response I wanted. All right. Don't clap that. All right, so back to selfie. You probably didn't watch it. Because it has a horrible name and had horrible marketing. If you saw any of the ads for it, yeah, it looked horrible, but yeah, I watched it anyway. Because one, John Cho. And two, whether she's pale with long red hair or blue and bald, I will tune in for Karen Gillan. And three, this might not be a great something that really gets everybody else to tune in, but for me, alright, it's a modern version of My Fair Lady. Even going so far as to work in the line, I've grown accustomed to her face. To which, while sitting in my apartment by myself, I out loud replied, "He said the thing!" So it's because of that last point especially. Of course I'm going to watch it. I mean, Glee looked horrible, but as someone who sang and danced in show choir all throughout high school, I had to at least check it out. And it was really good for like half a season. Like, good in the sense that I also think pro wrestling is good. So just to clarify. So the first episode of Selfie had all of the horrible parts from, like, commercials and stuff that I had seen. Overflowing airplane sickness bags that were, like, dripping and bursting. More forced you speak than the script for Juno. And worst of all, Karen Gillan without a Scottish accent. And yet it was actually pretty good. And then the next was even better. And it continued to get better. And after just maybe five or so episodes, I really, really loved this show. Which is also right around the time it was canceled. And announced the remaining episodes would all be released online. In its short-lived run, there were two great things about the show that the commercials didn't or couldn't portray. First is that Henry and Eliza, work at a company where the corporate culture is only slightly less insane than Better Off Ted. Now, if you know what I'm talking about, that's probably a big selling point for you. The company karaoke night where singing is mandatory or you're fired was hilarious and also a way to sneak in a musical episode. Just kind of like unofficially. The second big thing is the chemistry between Cho and Gillan. I'll just say this. If Kirk and Spock hadn't been boldly going where no man has gone before since the 60s, slash fic would have invented for these two. I'm not a shipper, but I ship them so hard. Which is what fanfic is so great at. A way to get some closure. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, this is my selfie fanfic. Cue theme music! I'm looking at me. Hey, look, it's me. Funny thing about me. Not to make it all me. Well, I'm looking at me. I'm hoping to find you. Okay, so running short on time, so I'll just skip past the wedding. Alright, so this is spring 2020. After some lengthy Will They Won't They Ross Rachel bullshit, we finally made it to season 5 finale, called Get Me to the Church on Time. Because they have to call it that, right? It's the wedding episode. I mean, it's a little obvious, but I mean, it's right there. Okay, so we're gonna skip past all of that. Thanos gives Eliza away, and the doctor flails about on the dance floor at the reception. I mean, this is a fan fiction. You can expect it to be a little bit of crossover. So let's just get right to it. Interior, honeymoon suite, night. Damn, girl, you're a freak. The end. So there it is. So all we just needed to get to for some sweet, sweet closure.
That was real good. Kevin, clutch last minute fill-in on the noises. Karen Gillan gem that people don't ever talk about. NTSF SD SUV. This show is so fucking good. It's the Paul Scheer vehicle on Adult Swim. It lasted 3 seasons. It's like 11-minute CSI parodies, and the cast is so unbelievable, and Karen Gillan is in it. Highly recommend it. So you, to the